What do you love about what you're wearing?
I just think I love the comfort of it. And it's just like, it stands out from other stuff you'd be seeing, you know? Euphoria was my first gig, you know? So there wouldn't have been acting for me without Euphoria. And it really just got my start, you know? And I'm so grateful for it. So it's kind of crazy how acting really all started for me. Boxing was the thing that got me into acting. I was on the Steve Harvey Show for boxing. Casting director saw me on it. I got sent this script for Euphoria. I auditioned for it and I got it and I fell in love with it, man. I kept pursuing it. How I got into boxing is just from a young age. My parents used to watch it on TV all the time and I would always watch it with them. Be like, I want to do that, you know, punching couch pillows. And at about 4 years old, my dad finally took me to a gym. To me, it's one of the hardest sports. Like, it's crazy, the challenges you go through, like, with your body, you know? Like, it breaks down after a while. You're not mentally tested as much as you are as a boxer. You know, every day is a test as a boxer, and you have to prove yourself so much in that world. I'm not saying you don't in the acting world. I'm just saying it's a different kind of mindset you gotta have, you know? And you gotta be able to sacrifice a lot to be able to box, you know? I would say, like, a role I stepped out of my comfort zone was a project I just wrapped up called Under the Bridge. I play this killer in it called Warren Glowatsky, and it was such a dynamic character, and it had a lot of layers, and it was a lot of really, really challenging scenes, but it felt so accomplishing just being able to wrap that up afterwards, you know, like I was, because, you know, roles like that just are draining. You know what I mean? So it's like, I felt very accomplished afterwards. My name is Javon.